朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以要让圣灵工作。
So to allow the Holy Spirit to work.
我们要尊重他。
We need to respect him.
我们要在他面前降卑。
We need to humble ourselves before him.
我们要学习顺服他。
We need to learn to be obedient to him.
所以这是对所有人，不是只是对台上的人。
So this is for everybody here, not just those who are standing up here.
接下来我们要讲到新约，在我们讲到敬拜的时候。
And before we come and talk deeper in worship, we're going to talk about the New Testament.
为什么我们说在这个教会里面，我们这么在乎擘饼聚会呢？
I want to say why in this particular church we focus so much on the Lord's table.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正是擘饼聚会的真意的话，
if we truly understand the significance of the essence of communion,
你要发现在新约里面最有意义的一个聚会就是擘饼，借着擘饼，我们来纪念主，我们来敬拜父神。
You'll discover the most meaningful meaning in the New Testament age is when we come in the time of communion and remembering the Lord.
我今天跟平常不一样，我用一段很特别的经文哈，出埃民数记第五章。
Today I'm going to use a portion of scripture that is very unique. Go to Numbers chapter 5 if you have your Bible with you.
我过去一年里面两次跟于师母到佛罗里达陪他去读书去。
And the last the recent months I had opportunity to go to Florida to go with Pastor Nancy as we attended a conference.
在那边有一个黑美人的牧师。
And there was an African American brother.
听得懂哈。
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah, 一个很好的牧师，非常敬虔的。
There was a wonderful brother. He was very sincere and devout to the Lord.
我们都非常喜欢他的信心。
And we love his messages.
有一次在他信息里面，他提到这一段，我很感动。
So one day, as he was preaching, he focused on these portion of scripture.
我们时间的关系，我们从十一节读到二十八节就好。
And because of time, we're going to read from verse 11 to verse 28.
在民数记里面，神三次对摩西说话。
There are three times that the Lord spoke to Moses in the book of Numbers.
这是第三次。
This is the third time that the Lord spoke.
前两次如果有时间，我点到为止。
The previous two times, I'm just going to mention it.
我们从十一节到二十八节，中文就读中文，英文就读英文，我们都读，好不好
？Verse 11 to verse 28, let's all read it out loud together, Chinese and English.
耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，人的妻若有邪行，得罪她丈夫，有人与她行淫，事情严密瞒过她丈夫，而且她被玷污，没有做见证的人，当她行淫的时候，也没有被捉住，她丈夫生了遗恨的心，遗恨她，她是被玷污，或是她丈夫生了遗恨的心，遗恨她，她并没有被玷污。这人就要将妻送到祭司那里，又为她带着大麦依法十分之一做供物，不可浇上油，也不可加上乳香，因为这是遗恨的数据，是失恋的数据，使人失恋罪孽。祭司要使那妇人进前来站在耶和华面前，祭司要把圣水盛在瓦器里，又从帐幕的地上取点尘土放在水中，祭司要叫那妇人蓬头散发站在耶和华面前，把失恋的数据，就是遗恨的数据，放在他手中，祭司手里拿着制咒苦水，要叫妇人起誓，若没有人与你行淫，也未曾背着丈夫做污秽的事，你就免受这制咒苦水的灾。你若背着丈夫行了污秽的事，在你的丈夫以外有人与你行淫，祭司叫妇人发咒起誓，愿耶和华叫你的大腿消瘦，腹肚发胀，使你在民中被人咒诅，成了誓语，并且这制咒水入你的肠中，要叫你的肚腹发胀，大腿消瘦。妇人要回答说：阿们，阿们。祭司要写这咒诅的话，将所写的字条抹在苦水里，又叫妇人喝这制咒诅的苦水，这水要进入它里面变苦了。祭司要从妇人的手里取那遗恨的数据，在耶和华面前摇一摇，拿到坛前， 数记中取出一把作为这事的纪念烧在坛上，然后叫妇人喝这水，叫她喝了以后，她若被玷污得罪的丈夫，这自咒诅的水必进入她里面变苦了，她的肚腹就要发胀，大腿就要消瘦，那妇人便要在她民中被人咒诅，没有被玷污却是清洁的，就要免受这灾，且要怀孕。好，我们时间关系，我们先读到这里就好。
Because the limitation of time, this is all we're going to read right now.
在这里我们特别先点一个点，就是这个妇人如果真犯淫乱的话。
And the point that I want to draw your attention to, if this woman truly committed adultery,
她不仅仅成为众人的咒诅。
Not only is she cursed among many.
她不仅仅肚子要发胀，腿要消瘦。
Not only there's swelling in her stomach and there's rot in her thighs.
那根据利未记二十章第十节。奸夫淫妇都要被石头打死。
And according to Levitical laws, she is to be stoned to death.
所以肚子发胀、腿消瘦只是一个证据、一个证明，说你真是犯罪了。
And the swelling of her stomach and the rotting of her thigh is a proof that she indeed has sinned.
然后接下来就有很可怕的咒诅，就是人要用石头把她打死。
And then immediately after, the people will rise up and stone her to death.
弟兄姊妹，在这一段的圣经里面
，In this portion of scripture,
其实我刚才说过，民数记第五章三次讲到神对摩西说话。
And I told you in Numbers chapter 5, three times the Lord spoke to Moses.
第一次的说话
，The very first time,
是讲到你们中间有人长了大麻风，有人有漏症或是接触了死亡。
If there's anyone that has leprosy, that has blemishes on their skin, or they draw near to something that is dead,
让自己污秽不洁净，就要把它隔离在营外，不准进来。
If they have defiled themselves with a corpse, they need to be isolated outside the camp of the people.
因为神说这个营是我的居所，他不准来。
And because the Lord says that this camp, this place is my dwelling place, he shall not draw near.
他不干净，必须被隔离在外面。
Because he's unclean, he needs to be separated.
从第五节开始，耶和华神第二次对摩西讲话。
And verse 5, the Lord spoke to Moses again.
他说，如果在你中间有人犯了很明显的罪，
If anyone, a man or woman, commits any sin that is unfaithful,
他需要悔改，需要 confess.
And when this man is guilty, he needs to repent, he needs to confess.
然后如果他也得罪的人，他要在别人的损失上多加五分之一，百分之二十赔偿他。
And if he has trespassed against man, he shall make restitution in addition to one fifth of what he has cheated of the other person.
才能够恢复他所得罪的神跟他所得罪的人。
And then it can bring about restitution between the God whom he has offended and the people that he has offended.
弟兄姊妹，前面这两种都是很明显的失败、软弱跟罪恶。
These two sins are very clear and very obvious sins that can be seen.
要很明显的去对付他。
And so in the same manner, in a very obvious way, we need to deal with it.
被隔离在营外，或是他需要在神面前认罪，他需要对人认罪。
He either needs to be segregated outside the camp, or he needs to repent and ask for forgiveness of the Lord and the people that he has offended.
但是从十一节到二十八节讲到那个隐藏的罪。
But from verse 11 to verse 28 talks about a hidden sin.
那是别人不知道的。
It's a sin that no one else would know.
连自己的丈夫都不知道。
Even the wife's own husband would not know.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得在读这段经文的时候，其实是让人很敬畏的一件事情。
And when you read this portion of scripture, I don't know if it brings in your heart a sense of fear.
好，神怎么样子来显明我们里面真实的情形？
The fear of fear and reverence with the Lord comes and now reveals the true condition of our hearts.
我不晓得你能不能想象那个妇人的心情。
I don't know if you could understand the things that is going through this woman.
如果她真是犯罪的人的话，
If she's truly committed an adultery.
那天她要去喝这个水。
That day she is brought before the priest and she's about to drink that water.
这个叫做治咒诅的苦水。
And this is called the bitter water of curse.
这个叫做遗恨的祭，叫做纪念的祭。
And this is called an offering of remembrance.
所以当妇人在这里喝下去的时候，
So when this woman, when she drinks of this water,
你不可能说我试试看，希望没有被发现。
And she can't say, I'm going to try it and I hope that I won't be discovered.
因为神是真神。
Because the Lord God is true.
神是一个大而可畏的神。
And he is one that is to be feared.
他喝了就一定会显明出来。
So when you drink of it, if you have committed sin, then it will be revealed.
底下他这个隐藏的罪就必须去面对该有的结果。
And so now this hidden sin, she needs to face the consequences of the sin.
我不晓得你们有没有想起在约书亚记第七章。
In the book of Joshua chapter 7, and there's a story.
那里有一个亚干，他一个人犯罪以后，给神家带来了多大的伤害。
There was a man by the name of Achan. When he has sinned, he brought great harm to the house of Israel.
因为他偷偷拿了不该拿的东西。
He secretly took what he should not have taken.
整个以色列军在爱城面前失败。
The entire army of Israel could not defeat the people of Ai.
影响了整个神家的往前，跟在神面前来承受迦南美地。
And he prohibited the people of God from moving forward, from taking on the promised land.
那天神要摩西做，神要约书亚做一件事情。
So that day, the Lord told Joshua to do one thing.
就是明天早上。
So tomorrow morning,
所有人都聚集在这里。
Everybody, you will come before me.
神要从十二个支派中先抽出是哪一个支派犯的罪。
Out of the 12 tribes, a lot is going to be taken. We're going to find out which tribe this man belongs to.
然后再从这个支派里面抽出宗族是哪一个宗族犯的罪。
And then out of this tribe, we're going to see which particular family or house.
再从抽出来的宗族里面去抽是哪一个家出的事情。
And of this household.Which of this family, which household has committed the sin?
然后最后从这个家里面抽出来是哪一个人？
And then of this household, they're going to take a lot and find out who exactly committed the sin.
你可以想象亚干那天晚上他的心情吗？
And can you imagine Achan the night before this is to take place, what he's going through?
他一方面充满了恐惧。
The one hand, he is full of fear.
他可能也充满了期望，说三百多万个人可能找不到我吧。
And he is hoping that three million some people, maybe I won't be found.
哪里晓得第二天一抽就是他们犹大支派。
Not to realize the following day, the very first lot that was taken.
再抽是谢拉的子孙。
It was the tribe of Judah.
再抽抽到他的家。
And finally, it came to his household.
啊，每一个家人在这里抽的时候，抽出了他来。
And everyone in his household stood forward and they took lot.And it was him who caught the lot.
被众人用石头打死。
And everyone stoned him to death.
弟兄姊妹，我们在听这些故事的时候，我们里面可能觉得好恐惧。
And brothers and sisters, when you hear these stories, maybe there's a sense of fear in your heart.
这么可怕的律法。
Such a fearful law that is given.
但是弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们在这个看不见那个圣洁的神面前，我们犯罪没有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, I want to illustrate and say, oftentimes when we sin.And it seems like we don't have any sense of feelings of our sins before the Holy God.
我们以为只要人看不到就没关系。
We get this notion as long as people do not see my sins, it's okay.
哪里晓得在这里，他在这里 deal with 是我们所有隐藏的罪。
Not to realize that God is actually dealing with all these hidden sins.
在律法面前，没有一个人可以站得住的。
The Scripture is illustrating to us before the law, no one can stand.
今天也许在座你会说我没有犯淫乱的罪。
Perhaps those of you who are sitting here, you say I've never committed adultery.
但是多少我们干犯律法的罪，罪的工价。
And I will tell you, every offense of the law, the consequence, the wages of that offense.
我们肉身没有犯淫乱，主耶稣说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这就是跟他犯淫乱。
And you said I've not committed adultery, but Jesus says if you lust after a woman, you've committed adultery with her.
年轻的孩子，我相信我们如果要你们举手，你们可能都不敢举手。
Young people, if we ask a showing of hands, maybe you won't dare to raise your hand.
圣经上说，凡咒骂父母的。必要致死他。
The scripture says if you curse your parents, you ought to be put to death.
这凡是咒骂过的，今天来抽签，神就一定把你抽出来。
And if you truly curse your mom and dad, we were to take a lot.
你曾经咒骂过父母，现在背后骂爸爸妈妈这个 stupid 或是混蛋的。
And behind your parents' back, you call them stupid or something even worse.
那如果叫你肚子发胀腿缩小 你看看当你变成这样子的时候多可怕
If you've really done this and the Lord says okay your stomach is going to swell your thighs is going to rot can you imagine how tragic that would be
你不是只是身材不好到了60岁我们都会肚子大
It's not just you look at the form and maybe when we get older we all lose our shape
而底下要有咒诅临到审判要临到
But not only is being declared for everyone to see but judgment is going to come
但是弟兄姊妹在这段的圣经里面如果我们跟新约连起来的话
And when we take this portion of scripture and we look at it in light of the New Testament.
每一个人都在这里喝这个自咒诅的苦杯的时候。
And everyone is drinking of this cup of jealousy.
No one can survive drinking the cup. 没有人可以从这个里面逃出来的。
And no one can escape.
我们没有一个人可以逃得出的。喝下去咒诅一定临到。
No one can escape. If we drink of this cup, judgment will come.
我不仅生来是罪人连我在我的生命里面我还常常犯罪。
Not only am I born a sinner in my life,There is sin in my life.
但是在主耶稣被卖的那一夜
But the night when Jesus was betrayed,
他为我们举起了另外一个杯来
He lifted up another cup.
苦杯他尝。
And that bitter cup he took.
福杯我饮。
And the cup of blessing he has handed to us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们每次唱到这个诗歌的时候，不要再没有感觉。
And brothers and sisters, every time we come to these words, I pray that our hearts are not a stone.
那天那个杯应该是我喝的。
And that day, that bitter cup supposed to be mine.
那个咒诅和审判应该是我受的。
And that judgment supposed to be mine.
耶稣把它拿过来了。
Jesus came and he said, he took it from us.
你不用喝。
He says, don't drink it.
我知道你喝不起。
He says, I know you cannot afford to drink this cup.
我知道你也承受不了神的咒诅和审判。
He says, I know you cannot bear the judgment that is to come.
我替你喝。
I'll drink it for you.
所以马太福音，不是约翰福音第八章那个犯罪犯淫乱的妇人被抓到的时候。
And so that woman that was caught in adultery.
到最后一个一个都离开他，不敢用石头打他。
One by one, they left her.
耶稣说：“没有人定你的罪吗？”
And Jesus asked the woman, "Has no one condemned you?"
妇人说：“没有。”
The woman says, "No."
因为世人都犯了罪，我们没有资格去打别人。
Because all have sinned, no one has the right to cast a stone.
但是主耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪。”
But Jesus said, "I will not condemn you."
他是最有资格定我们的罪。
He's the only one that has every right.To condemn.
因为他不仅不定我们的罪，
He not only did not condemn,
他替我们担了这个罪。
He took our sin.
耶稣为什么能够说不定他的罪？因为耶稣已经把他的罪背到他的身上。
The reason why Jesus is able to say, I do not condemn you, because Jesus took our sin and he bore it.
因为神公义的要求需要被满足。
Because the righteous judgment of God still needs to be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一次擘饼拿到这个杯的时候，
Brothers and sisters, this, every time when we come to communion and this cup comes to your hand,
你要知道这是何等感恩的事情。
Do you need to understand what immense grace is this act?
那天晚上耶稣把杯举起来。
That night as Jesus lifted up that cup,
这杯是我为你们所流的血。
And he says, this cup, the content of this cup is the blood that is shed for me.
这个杯是我用我的血给你们所立的新约。
This cup is the new covenant established in my blood.
它完全洗净我们，赦免我们。
It forever cleanses us and forgives us.
让我们这些应该被关在营外，没有资格来到神家，来到神面前的人，我们现在可以坦然无惧地来到桌子面前。
We are supposed to be outcasts in the camps of God. Now we can draw near and without condemnation come before the Holy God.
这位我们所得罪的神，因着基督替我们付了债，我们不需要再欠神的债。
And this God whom we've offended, and because the price that Christ has paid, we no longer owe God.
这个咒诅的杯他替我们喝了。
This cup of cursing, he took it for us.
就我们所有的羞辱。
All the shame,
所有的咒诅,
all the curse,
所有在主的面前要带来的审判,
all the judgment that is to come from my sins.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么说擘饼聚会是敬拜的高峰?
Why do I say that our time of communion is the pinnacle of worship?
谁能够离开基督的爱、基督的宝血、基督的宽恕，而能够在神面前侍立得住呢?
Who can be separated from the love of Christ, from the forgiveness of Christ, from the grace of Christ, and still stand before God?
而且耶稣不光对那个妇人说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus didn't simply say, I do not condemn you.
耶稣说，去吧，不要再犯罪。
Jesus says to the woman, go and sin no more.
他把不犯罪的生命赐给了我。
He's now given this woman a life that enables her not to sin.
让我们有力量去面对所有的试探。
So we have the same life to not to sin, that we have the power and the strength to face temptations.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我的信息没有太多的时间可以讲。
I don't have much more time to go on with the message.
如果那个蒙恩的罪人的感觉在我们里面是真实的话，
If this sinner that has received the immense grace of God is real in us,
你不会想多睡几分钟不来擘饼聚会。
You dare not say, oh, I'm just going to stay in bed a few more minutes and it's just be late. It's okay.
没有他的身体为我裂开，宝血为我流出，哪里会有我的今天？
If his body is not broken, his blood is not spilled, how would I have today?
哪里会有我未来荣耀的前途？
How would I have a glorious future that is awaiting me?
哪里会有我能够在神的面前能够蒙恩，能够侍立得住？
How would I have grace to stand before God?
让我们每一个礼拜，每一个主日， 我们开始在主的桌子前。
And I pray every Sunday as we begin, we are beginning before the Lord's table.
我们一起来纪念他。
We come together to remember Him.
在那个咒诅之杯，我们是在这里纪念自己的罪行。
And this, as we are remembering this cup of curse, we now acknowledge and look at our sins.
在这个祝福的杯面前，我们是纪念他爱我们他的行径。
But when we hold this cup of promise, we can now remember His love.And how He has lavished Himself over us.
再软弱的罪人都要起来开口赞美他。
No matter how weak we are, we ought to be able to rise up to praise Him.
因为他让咒诅审判离开了我们。
Because He has separated from us this curse and this judgment.
哦，主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Well, Jesus, how we praise you.
主啊，我们想到你，我们就忍不住要来赞美你。
Well, when we think of you, we cannot but praise you.
当我还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你就为我死在十字架上。
When I was still dead in my trespasses, Lord, you died on the cross for me.
当我还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，主啊，你的血就已经流出来了。
When I was still dead in my sin and my trespasses, your blood was spilled.
咒诅审判原是我的命定。
A judgment and curse was my destiny.
但是你却为我尝了这个苦杯。
But you took the cup of bitterness.
你为我受了咒诅，受了审判。
And you took the judgment, you took the curse.
让我能够有份于这新约里一切的祝福。
That now I may be partakers of all the blessings in the New Testament.
哦，耶稣，我爱。
Lord Jesus, I love you. I thank you.
Oh, 天上的神啊，我谢谢你把你独生爱子赐给了我们。
Oh, God of heaven, I thank you for giving your only begotten Son.
你配得我们最深的敬拜和赞美。
You are worthy of the deepest of my adoration and worship.
奉你儿子宝贝的名。
In the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。